Blog Talk Radio.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac. I shoot a shot. I'm coming in hot. Yeah, coming in hot. Just like the fajita. I write what I live. My life in the speaker. I'm nice with the flow. Just like the demeanor. I'm feeding my fam. I'm feeding the meter. They got the iron while I got the steamer. I bring the fire, but you never seen her. I testify, I don't need a subpoena. They want my soul, better go to Korea. I love my dog just like I'm Peter. Gotta protect them. I made the call, it was just like I'm reppin'. I know we left, yeah, now we back together. But I guess that is better now, later than never. Like, what's happening? I'ma need y'all, quit asking when. Me and my wife gon' have some kids. Right now, we just practicing. Practicing. Teacher said, quit rapping, man. That gon' hurt my average. I said, thank God I ain't average. Yeah. Right, young man. Kill the GPA.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Coming in hot.
What's going on, y'all?
He is coming in hot. Elliot's coming in hot. That tactical's coming
in
hot. We ain't average. What's going on, yo? What's going on, everybody? Yes.
Exciting, a whole lot of stuff going on. I'm ready to get into this show. Let's start talking. What's good?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, for those of y'all out there, we are Point Blank Radio. I'm trying to get this voice on. I'm gonna keep trying different things.
Hey, yeah, you should have put an effect on that when you said Point Blank Radio.
I know. I gotta say with my chest, right? Gotta say it with my chest. Show, folks. Welcome to Point Blank Radio, starring.
Yeah.
Me, Zach Tactical, Dwayne of Zach Tactical. Then I'm gonna toss the baton over to my team. Let them introduce themselves because I don't bring enough energy to introduce them. So I'm going to toss it to whoever wants to jump in there. Go right ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all want me to introduce y'all? Okay.
I got it. Here you go.
Say that with your chest.
Sir Elliot.
Say that with your chest.
From 610 Tactical Solutions in Danville, Virginia. Here, coming in hot. I'm coming in hot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes,
now we got our queen. Go ahead, queen. Go ahead. Let everybody know who you are.
This is Tia from Point Blank Firearms Safety and Personal Defense. Yay.
Yeah. Folks, we made it to another week. Folks. I thank the person above every day. We make it another day, so to make it another week. Especially in this crazy world, the world's crazy, y'all. If y'all haven't been paying attention, I stopped watching the news because it's stressing me out. I don't know how y'all two feel, but the world is crazy. But folks, we are here to give you all a peace of mind.
Right.
It's Point Blank Radio.
Yeah.
So
I'm gonna tell you like my daddy used to tell me. You could be crazy because I'm crazy too. So
right?
The world will be crazy because I'm crazy too. So yeah.
I wanted to start out and ask everybody what they did last week. But before I do that, we didn't do this last week, and shame on me for not bringing this up, folks. I know we're late. Don't get mad at us. But I want to say give a late. Shout out, rest in peace to my man DMX. You know, late shout out,
rest
in peace
to
DMX. You know,
yeah, a legend.
Yeah.
Come on,
you know,
come on,
you know, one of a kind fellow. Yeah.
Yo,
what's one of your favorite songs?
What? Oh, I'm going to be real with you. My favorite DMX song is 24 Hours to Live. I don't know if y'all ever heard it, but that's
Don't, come on, that's blasphemy. Blasphemy, we haven't heard it.
Right,
yeah,
come
that,
on down.
Yeah, that's blasphemy. You forgot how old we are?
That
well,
was my
song,
yeah.
Yeah, that yo, his verse was fire in that song. What about you, Kia? What about
right?
you? What's your favorite DMX verse or song?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I have so many DMX songs that I love. Like, my daughter, when she was a little girl, we listened to the Rough Rider Anthem, and she'd be in there, her car seat rocking. You know, she's 24 now, but her car seat rocking, and she'd be, I'd be like, hey, get back in the car seat. Because she'd kind of get out the seat and, you know, do all kinds of stuff. So it's like, what song don't I like? Like, I just love every, like, I love all of DMX songs, period. I just, I'm trying to think of a favorite, like,
My gosh. No, it's tough. He had very, very deep catalog. Very, very deep catalog. My favorite verse is the verse from I'm gonna take it back. 4-3-2-1 with Method Man, Redman.
Yeah.
You know, all of those fellas.
That was my
favorite verse right there. I love that verse. That's one of his like, you know, breakout songs right there. But no, I wanna start out and, you know, say rest in peace. The one and only DMX. He was a very big two-way person, too. He definitely was a person of the Second Amendment. So shout-out to that, even though he probably wasn't allowed to have firearms legally because of all his
right.
But he didn't care. He still carried. So shout-out to DMX one more time. You know, they did a lot for the culture. Did a lot for music. Did a lot for, you know, black folks in general. So. All right, you know.
Yeah, I wish I'd have known you was gonna do that. We'd have had a clip or something that he did or said. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we could have led the DMX this week.
Yeah,
I know. It hit me last minute. That whole coming in hot, you know, that just got me pumping, and it just made me think of that 4-3-2-1 song, and that made me feel some kind of way, and like I feel like he tapped me on the shoulder and be like, "Yo, my man, yo, blah 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 blah, yo,
yeah."
That's my man.
Come on.
DMX. You know what? I think this month is DMX month. Next week we'll have something to open with DMX, a clip or something. DMX month.
Oh,
this
that's
month.
Hard.
What do y'all think?
Oh, that's
right?
Hard.
I like that.
So what y'all been have going on this week? What y'all got going on? What y'all did? It's been seven whole days. We back around. What y'all got going on?
Oh, my gosh. Yo, Ms. Key, I'm going to let you start.
I'm going to be real with you. What?
I was just about to say, yo, she got so much going on, she need to go last, to be honest with you.
She do got a lot going on. Go, E.
So, look, so... I messed around and I got a phone call yesterday for a job offer. This guy was looking for some private security. And you know, for all of the Point Blankers out there, you know, our Point Blank crew, you know, 610 Tactical is looking to actually branch into private and executive security. So, got a phone call and this guy was looking for some security. But here's the thing, a red flag went up when he asked, when he told me what it was going on. He said to me that he needed me to jump in on a security team real quick because one of his peoples bailed out on him last minute and they got to do a executive run for a jeweler, right? Now, you hear what I'm telling you? Mm-hmm. All of this stuff now, you know what I'm saying? I'm listening to this guy telling me and I'm saying to myself, well, did he, you know, he's not telling me that they changed any routes. He's not telling me where we're going to meet up and go over the operation order. You feel what I'm saying? Like, he's not giving me any real information. He's just kind of trying to get me to jump into this, you know, onto this team, man. And all I could think about was that movie, what was it called? Shooters? Was it called Shooters with Israel Iba and,
T.I. was in the movie.
Oh,
Chris Brown. Yeah,
I think it is
Shooters.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Oh, yeah, it was
something like that. And how T.I. was ended up betraying them. You know what I'm saying? I'm just thinking like, yo, like this dude just had a call out last minute, and he's doing executive security for a guy that's a jeweler? Like, nah. That sounds like a setup to me, and I'm not gonna be the new guy that gets kicked because the team don't trust me. You feel what I'm saying? Like, nah,
yeah,
smart.
Yeah,
I'm
not
you
up.
You
in an alley somewhere?
I said, yo, he not giving me enough information, and he was kind of trying to rush me into the job, and I'm like, nah. So I respectfully declined. Like, nah, listen, I know way too much about operations. You know what I mean, and logistics, and you know what I'm saying, and organization. But you're not giving me enough information, and I'm not no average Joe. So, sorry, you know what I'm saying. But it would have paid a grip. You would have paid me a grip, but you know what I'm saying. But money can't buy back life. So you know what I mean.
No, that's the damn truth.
I'm good. Yeah.
Good call, sir. Good call.
So, but other than that,
good call.
I went ahead and I purchased myself a Canik TP9. Yes, the TP9SA at that. You feel me? I got it all.
Canik
flat.
Thank you.
And I have to admit, man, I was able to shoot Dwayne, and you know what I'm saying. But I actually worked on a few myself. And I am completely blown away at the trigger of this firearm. Like, I'm blown away by this firearm.
So
the take up
you
on
say
it,
you blown away
me,
from the
yeah.
real quick, Kia, see how he just went straight into the Canik? He couldn't even contain himself and wait. He just had to say what he had going on and then jump
Listen,
right into the Canik.
Look at
that.
Him. That thing is nice.
Yo.
It is
hey, look,
here, man.
She is sexy.
I would have went straight into it too.
For real, like it's yo. If you've never shot the Canik came on the scene. I want to say it's been about 2 years now, 3 years. I can't remember that, but it came on the scene and it was dubbed to become be named the Glock Killer. And I was like, I need to know a little bit more about this firearm before I could say it's better than a Glock. But I have to admit, man. The trigger pull on this bad boy, the slide, even the you know what I'm saying, the decocker, like it's almost, I have to say, it's revolutionary. Like they're in another level. Glock
yeah.
Need to step up their game. And I get that Glock, you know, you can find parts for a Glock anywhere, and that's why Glocks are so popular. Glocks are very popular through law enforcement. They're very popular in the neighborhood. They're very popular firearms. But the Canik, man, I was like, yo, look at this firearm, man. This thing is beautiful. You know what I'm saying? The adjustable back strap.
It is beautiful.
Or
interchangeable. I must say.
It's
very beautiful.
Man, it's tough. It is tough. If you've not shot a Canik, people, if you've not shot one or used one, go take a look at this firearm. Promise you. You may want to purchase it. I'm not going to say you're going to want to get rid of your Glock because I didn't get rid of mine, but I'm like, yo, this just might be it right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I got
Rain Day
Friday coming up, so you already know what it is.
But I want
so you talked about the trigger, right? So I'm a new person to firearms. Well, what is the trigger? I thought I just rather get a gun, fit my hand, pull the trigger, bang. You said the trigger pull and stuff like that. What makes the trigger so different?
Yo, so one of the problems I've had with Glocks in the past is that when you go to pull the trigger, you know, you have the in-trigger safety, you know what I'm saying? And then you have an area from the beginning of the pull until you get to a wall where it seems like the trigger has just become stiff. Right until the you pass the wall so that the trigger will allow the firearm to fire. So the Glocks are very gritty, and you have to do a lot. This is why I believe they have so many accessories that you can buy for a Glock, because you can do a whole lot to change up the Glock to make it
very functional. You know what I'm saying? Really smooth, very, you know what I mean? Really pretty, all that good stuff. But right out the box, most Glock triggers are very gritty. It feels like literally like you're, when you go to pull the trigger, like it's grinding up against something. You know what I'm saying? Like sand or, you know what I mean? And don't get crazy. Like, oh, he need to clean his gun. Now, I'm a gunsmith. All my weapons stay clean. But, you know what I'm saying? You can tell the difference with a factory trigger versus a customized trigger. So for a new person, they may say, well, yeah, you know, I don't really know the difference. But then when you start, you get with somebody that has an old Glock. Or
I don't mean to cut you off, bro. I think we're having technical difficulties because on my screen it says the show is ended, and I just asked some listeners that's in down the hall if they can hear us, and they said no, the show's over.
Hold on 1 second. Let me see if what's going on here. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Okay.
Hold on. Can you not hear either anymore? Okay. Okay. I think it's over. Hold on. Let me see something right here. Hold on.
Dwayne, did you hit a button?
Nah.
It may have been something I did, y'all. I hope not. I mean, I haven't touched anything, but
it just started counting down. It's just like 90 seconds, and I looked. I was like, what the hell, 90 seconds? Is it? What?
I didn't hear it say anything about 90 seconds. Hold on.
Nah, you can see it on the screen. I wasn't even looking. I'm over here looking at you done.
Right, I'm sitting over here like, yeah, I do like that. I want one too.
I know, and you got the one with the decocker, right? You got the double action.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's
sexy.
One nice,
that
bro.
Sexy.
You know what,
that's
y'all?
Nice,
I'm going to have to, hold on. I'm going to
have
to.
Is there anything that I can do?
Hold on, let me. You know what? I think I see what happened too. Hold on. Okay, it's gonna pick right back up, but we're gonna have to get the callers back.
Is it gonna pick back up with the same what you call it?
It's not gonna be the same one.
Okay.
Hold on. This is crazy because I don't know why it did that, why it cut off at so soon.
See, we got haters already.
I know.
You feel
me? Okay, so let me, I'm going to send this to y'all. Hold on. It says go live now. Okay, hold on.
It's like the time Beyonce and Jay-Z canceled 106 in Park. Who we piss off?
Yo,
okay,
that's crazy,
so
right?
Which, can y'all hear me now? Hold on. I see the board back up. Okay, let's go over to that new episode, y'all. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, it says next one. What do you want to do? Ignore next schedule. Remind me in 5 minutes.
Okay, here it is right now.
The next schedule is going to fade in.
Yep. So
you hearing us?
Yep, hold on. Okay, so here is the new. I'm putting in the But, yeah, we should be able to switch over right quick. We hang up and call back in and switch back over. So let's hang up, call back in, and switch back over. My bad.
All right. Yeah, it's good.